brought to you by the new Bose A20 aviation headset. Bose is now introducing their most advanced pilot headset ever, the new Bose A20 aviation headset. It provides significantly greater noise reduction than currently available, along with improved comfort, clear audio, and Bluetooth connectivity.
Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb. We're with Jeff Carlisle. He's Executive Vice President of Regulatory Affairs for LightSquared, which is going to set up a huge network of ground-based transmitters to supply 4G broadband across the United States. There'll be 40,000 transmitters, and there is a concern that those transmitters can affect GPS. Jeff, what are the concerns, and how is your company addressing them?
Well, the concern is that we're in close proximity to GPS, and 7 years ago, when the rules for our service, our terrestrial service, were originally written, there were very strict limits on the emissions we could send into GPS put in place by the FCC. And in fact, we agreed to even stricter limits with the U.S. GPS Industry Council. And have been recognized for taking that step by them quite recently. So in terms of the transmitters, we spent a lot of time and resources, about $9 million, to develop a filter on our transmitters that essentially blocks noise that we might send into GPS. Okay. So as we deploy, we've been very cognizant of that. The issue really is there may still be receivers out there that are sensitive to transmissions within the L-band, and this is what the FCC recognized. They focused on this issue of what's called overload, which is basically even if we are lawfully transmitting within the L-band, which is next to GPS, some receivers will be sensitive to that because they... the receivers don't have necessary filtering on them. And so we have to think what the FCC asked us to do was to enter into a cooperative process to test for that and scope out the issue and find out how big it is and what receivers are affected, and we're moving forward to do that.
Okay, well, the GPS industry responded with a study of its own in which they found that, well, one of the most popular and ubiquitous aviation receivers, the Garmin GNS 430, is profoundly affected by your transmitters, and it'll actually make them go dark at a range of 5 miles. That's a problem with the receiver, but who gets to pay to fix it?
Well, this is why it's important to do the testing and scoping cooperatively, and make sure that the lab testing and the field testing is done with the equipment that will actually be deployed. As I understand it, the Garmin study did not use the filter that we use for our transmitters. It simulated a different type of filter, and so we don't really know what the effect would be on the transmitters that were tested if you use the actual equipment we're going to deploy. So that's why it's very important for us to get the cooperative process underway so everybody can agree on what the parameters of the testing are, that we're using the right equipment, and that we all agree onto the methodology and we see what the data shows.
Okay, now your system has been approved by the FCC, and you obviously, after all this time and the money that you spent, want to get it up and going so that you can generate revenue from it. How fast can you get the testing going, and when will you have results?
Well, we can get the testing going very quickly, the FCC is requiring us to we're going to do monthly reports through June 15th, and that's when the FCC is requiring us to have a final report as to scoping. So this can all happen pretty quickly, we're already engaging with the GPS folks and with other folks in the industry and the government to make sure the full scope of stakeholders that are involved are having input and are satisfied with how we're moving forward. And so it's very important for us that process work the way the FCC intended.
Okay, well, let's say my old 296 is going to be affected by this network, and what happens to me? Where do I go next?
Well, let's establish one thing very clearly. We have no interest in interfering with GPS. Okay, that's why we agreed very early on to very strict limits as to what we can send into GPS. And frankly, we're a wholesale provider. If we need retailers to be able to bring GPS-enabled devices onto our network, so that's extremely important that we be able to work with the industry. I think what we really need to do is figure out what the scope and the impact really is. How far away are the receivers impacted? Or if a receiver is susceptible, how far away is it impacted? Does that really make any operational difference? If it does, what sort of mitigation measures need to take place? That's something that we're only going to know once we scope out the problem.
Well, the term I hear frequently is filtering. And is it going to be possible to add filters to existing machines?
Yeah, you're rapidly getting outside my technical ability as well. I think obviously that's where the cooperation between us and the GPS industry, the manufacturers and the chipset manufacturers becomes very important to figure out what is realistic.
And how is that cooperation going? Are the GPS guys joining in with you?
We have engaged with them. We've had a couple of preliminary conversations already, and we hope to take that up another level within the next few days. And we're as far as I can tell, they seem very interested in working with us, and we're certainly interested in working with them.
We certainly appreciate your time, Russ Niles, reporting for AvWeb. Thanks for listening.
Brought to you by the new Bose A20 aviation headset, Bose is now introducing their most advanced pilot headset ever, the new Bose A20 aviation headset. It provides significantly greater noise reduction than currently available, along with improved comfort, clear audio, and Bluetooth connectivity.